Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from Sacramento, California. You're listening to MT1's Kindness Network. I'm your host, MT1. And I want to thank everyone for listening, whether you're Blog Talk Radio listeners or listening to the podcast on iTunes, no matter how you're listening, welcome to Kindness Network. To participate, please call 646-716-6933, or if you have a microphone attached to your computer, you can speak to us toll-free at blogtalkradio.com/MT1. The chat room is open if you're joining us online. So what is Kindness Network? This is a program where I want to hear about your experiences with kindness this past week. I do ask my listeners to commit to performing at least one act of kindness every day, and my hope is that we will all take every opportunity at kindness, but even once a day is a good start. So I think it's very important to approach life from a place of kindness. Do you agree? 646-716-6933. Did you do something kind this week? Did anyone do something kind for you? Please call 646-716-6933. Please give a thought to the kindness that you've experienced this week and give us a call. Last time on Kindness Network, I was discussing the health benefits of kindness and how studies have shown that performing an act of kindness results in a helper's high or an endorphin release that produces a sense of well-being. I decided to pay closer attention to my acts of kindness in the past week or so, and just to see how perceptible this helper's high really is. So last Sunday, it's Super Bowl Sunday, and that morning I decided to head over to the local supermarket to see if I could still get a pair of the 3D glasses that they had given out the day before, actually. No 3D glasses to be had at the store. So if anybody saw that in 3D, how was it? Give me a call, let me know. Anyway, while I was there, I decided to check out the in-store Starbucks and get a coffee. There was a small line, and just as I approached the line, another gentleman approached the line from around the corner, and I offered him to let him have the place ahead of me in line. But he insisted that I go first, and although we both arrived at about the same time, I did agree to accept his kindness and took the place ahead of him in line. And when I arrived at the counter, I placed my order. I asked for my normal Venti black coffee, and I also asked to buy the drink of the gentleman behind me. I heard him say behind me, "Oh, wow," as he heard me place my order, and then we asked him what his drink order was, and later he thanked me and told me that the drink was actually for his mother and that she was going to be very grateful that she didn't have to pay for it, and like I said, he was very thankful for the free coffee. So I don't know if it was an endorphin-induced feeling of well-being or maybe just a caffeine-induced feeling of well-being, because I finally got my coffee that morning, but yeah, I felt pretty good about rewarding kindness with kindness that morning. Since then, I have noticed that, when I go to the darker places in my life, my grumpy, cynical, or depressed places, I can always leave those darker places by approaching the world from a place of kindness. An act of kindness is really the perfect cure for moments of depression. They say, depression is the common cold of mental illness, and really, kindness is easy, and it's a great solution for when it's time to come out of those moments of depression. It's really easy for anyone. I'm just an average guy. I'm a sports fan. I like my fast car and my truck. It's not just, kindness isn't just for girls and sissy guys, okay? Anyone can do it, really. Young, old, male, female, kindness is something that we're all capable of. So that's kind of story for the week that I wanted to share with you. And I'm excited that since it was so successful last week, I've also got another kindness trivia question for you this week. So here it is. Who was it that said, "If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish ulterior motives. Be kind anyway." Was it A, Mother Teresa, B, Gandhi, C, the Dalai Lama, or D, Rush Limbaugh? 646-716-6933 if you know the answer to today's question, or if you have a kindness experience that you would like to share. You know, the question, I think, brings up, you know, the question of motive, and I would just like to say that it is not my place to judge motives, and, you know, to me, an act of kindness is an act of kindness. Using kindness for selfish gain, I think, is probably better than using violence for selfish gain. So I'll leave the motive judging for someone else. I just want to hear about the kindness that you have experienced in your life. I think we're going to take a short break, and we'll take your calls at 646-716-6933 when we return. So, please think about the kindness in your life and give us a call. For today is, who was it that said, "If you were kind, people may accuse you of selfish ulterior motives. Be kind anyway." Was it A, Mother Teresa, B, Gandhi, C, the Dalai Lama, or D, Rush Limbaugh? 646-716-6933 if you know the answer, or if you have a kindness experience that you can share with us today, Sure love to hear from you. There was another kindness experience that occurred for me last week, and I wanted to share it with you. A very close friend of mine gave a gift to me this past week. It was a CD from Dr. Deepak Chopra called The Soul of Healing Affirmations. The CD has Dr. Chopra reciting an affirmation for each letter of the alphabet, and the purpose of the affirmation is to program your brain, you know, that little voice in your head, to think words that help us achieve success instead of dwelling on the negative self-talk or the words that keep many people unhappy. With Dr. Chopra's CD, you can easily focus on one or more of these affirmations per day. You know, each track is a different affirmation, and like I said, they're organized alphabetically. He has one for every letter of the alphabet, this neuro-linguistic programming, this use of words, carefully constructed words, organizations of words by Dr. Chopra, do seem to have a very positive effect on me. I have to say that Dr. Chopra does choose words that affect me at such a level that my soul can recognize or begin to comprehend the depths of their meaning. It just so happened that these words, these affirmations that are alphabetically organized on Dr. Chopra's CD eventually come to the letter K. And I wanted to read from you Dr. Chopra's affirmation this morning for the letter K. And Dr. Chopra says, K stands for kindness. Today, I will go to that part of myself that is inseparably one with all that exists. I will pay attention to the connection with my source and all that exists. Today, I will look at the world through the eyes of kindness. I will realize that loving kindness is my essential nature. I will express loving kindness in my thoughts, in my feelings, in my speech, and in my actions. Today, I will look at the world through the eyes of kindness. I will be aware of my breath as it arises and subsides. I will be aware of my thoughts, and I will notice that they arise and subside. I will be aware of my feelings, and I will see that they arise and subside. I will be aware of my actions and notice that they arise and subside. I will be aware of my perceptions and see that they arise and subside. I will be aware of my environment. It arises and subsides. Today, I will look at the world through the eyes of kindness. Just as a wave is water before it arises, and a wave is also water after it subsides, I will realize that I too am pure consciousness, pure love, pure potential. I will be mindful of my essential nature, and being mindful of my essential nature, I have the consciousness which all that arises and subsides. I will see that this consciousness, which is behind my thoughts, behind my perceptions, is the same consciousness behind everyone's thoughts and perceptions, and the same consciousness that is behind all of the intelligent activity of the universe. By being mindful of my essential nature, I have this pure consciousness. I will look at the world through the eyes of kindness. I really love that. Do you see how the power of kindness can benefit us all? Do you see how subtle changes in your behavior can have a profound effect on our individual well-being, as well as the well-being of all humans on Earth. And this is why I'm so committed to increasing the level of kindness consciousness. You know, the person that gave that gift to me this week, he's a very good friend of mine, and Jerry, he was on the initial show, the first show that we had, and Jerry has informed me that the final master of his new CD, Deaf Ears, has been completed, and the CD is actually being pressed probably as we speak, and so that should be becoming available very, very soon. I know that you can listen to it right now, parts of it anyway, on his MySpace music page. But I'm going to go ahead and play a track from my good friend Jerry's new album, Deaf Ears. The song is one of my favorites. It's called So Long.
When I walked away from her, she didn't smile. I didn't want to go so many miles. I don't know why. I don't know why it had to be so long.
I don't know.
welcome back. Once again, our phone number is 646-716-6933. You've heard about some of my experiences with kindness this past week. I'd love to hear some of yours. So if you have an experience with kindness that you'd like to share, 646-716-6933. Give us a call. So when I ask you to perform one kind task every day, what does that mean to you? What is kindness? You know, I have a daily routine where I walk my dog every day, and after I come home from work every evening, I live in a suburban neighborhood and a bunch of tract homes, and my dog loves to take this the opportunity for exercise and to sniff the neighborhood smells, and usually to poop somewhere along the way. And I always pick up the material in a plastic bag and carry it home, and basically so that the stuff doesn't make it to the bottom of someone else's shoe. I think this is a kind act. I think this is kind of me. What do you think? Does this qualify as a daily act of kindness? Do you have a something that you do every day that would qualify as an act of kindness? Does the practice of good manners qualify as kindness? So what is kindness to you? 646-716-6933. So any takers on the trivia question? Today the trivia question, of course, was, who was it that said, if you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. Was it Mother Teresa, Gandhi, the Dalai Lama, or Rush Limbaugh? I think I'll make it a little easier on the trivia question today. I think I'll give you a little bit more of the remarks from where that came from. The full quote here goes something like this. It says, people are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may just never be enough. Give the world the best you have anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it's all between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. So do you know who said it? 646-716-6933. And I guess I'll give you a hint. It wasn't Rush Limbaugh. Okay. So that leaves Mother Teresa, Gandhi, and the Dalai Lama. And last week the answer to the trivia question was the Dalai Lama. So, you know, in any event, I think we might have narrowed it down a little bit for you. Rush Limbaugh show. You know, I love the guy. He's very successful at what he does, and I just think it would be great if, you know, one day a show like this one, maybe not mine, but a show like this could compete with a show like Mr. Limbaugh's. Is that a crazy dream? Probably just a fantasy, but so yeah, the quote's not Rush Limbaugh's, as you might have guessed. Okay, it was Mother Teresa. This is a piece that Mother Teresa had written and placed on a wall in an orphanage in Calcutta, and some people say that it was derived and modified from a composition by a guy named Kent Keith. But regardless, I think it's a very beautiful piece and really well worth taking heed of. So I did want to talk a little bit about a couple of notes for next week's show. First off, we're going to be moving to Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. So we're going to be leaving the noon time slot and moving up to 3 o'clock. And I'm hoping to have some upgraded equipment installed so that we have a little bit better sounding audio. I also will attempt to market the show a little bit better, making some dedicated pages on MySpace and Facebook and Twitter. I really do have high hopes for this program, and I really do want this to become a place where we can share our kindness experiences. I realize that I do need to make greater efforts to market the show and hopefully increase participation. And so I'd like to ask each and every one of you who are listening right now to maybe tell your friends about this program and to take note of the kindness that they experience in their lives and to share them with us here on Kindness Network. I am going to take another brief musical interlude, so we'll be back in just a moment. we're back. Oh, not yet. this piano piece actually is pretty long, so I think we're gonna. Now we're back. There we go. So I was browsing actsofkindness.org, I just happened to find out that next week, the week of February 9th through the 15th, just happens to be Random Acts of Kindness Week. So this is probably a good time for you to maybe be aware of acts of kindness next week, either that you perform or that you receive. And maybe next week you can make note of those and give us a call. You know, I actually did start doing that in my Google Calendar. I was noting my daily experiences with kindness, both giving and receiving, and I might open that up here in a couple minutes and read some of those to you. Although, you know, we've talked a lot about my experiences with kindness. I'd really love to hear about yours. So if you could share anything with us at 646-716-6933, I'd really love to hear about it. Again, on this actsofkindness.org page, I did find this story by a young woman. I think her name is Shifra Mincer. And I think I'd like to read this little story that she wrote for actsofkindness.org. It's about spreading kindness through volunteering. And she writes, "I was raised in New York City, where I saw the homeless shivering from cold every winter. In sixth grade, a teacher offered to bring some students to a homeless shelter after school. I went to my friends and the teacher for several weeks, but when they stopped going together, I continued to volunteer. Because I knew how to sew, I was asked to help out with one of the sewing kits of my guests who requested repairs. Throughout high school, I continued to come each week after school setting up my sewing kit, and I've now grown quite large. I got to know the guests who came regularly, and I also got to know their clothes, the jackets, the shirts, the pants, and the shoes that were given to me with gaping holes and sagging seams. In high school, I started a sewing club with my friend, and we taught fellow students how to sew. We made heart-shaped pillows for sick children and the elderly. In college, I continued to volunteer at our fully student-run homeless shelter. UNLU volunteer work has taught me to appreciate my own talents and the gifts that I have given. With my own hands, as a young girl, I have had the power to repair someone's coat to keep them warm. Every time it rained, I would think about the umbrellas I had sewn, and suddenly I would appreciate that I was lucky enough to have a home. In the future, I hope to continue helping others as much as I can. It is the most fulfilling and most important thing I have ever done." I have to applaud Shifra Mincer for that. I agree. I think it may be some of the most important things that she ever has done, helping folks out with her kindness in that way. I think that's pretty awesome. We're not having any takers of anyone who has any kindness experiences they want to share with me today. So, and that's okay. Like I said, I do need to do a better job of marketing the program and hopefully increase participation. I know it's kind of difficult for somebody who's shy to call in and talk on a radio talk show, kind of like me. I'm kind of shy, and this is kind of hard for me too. But in any event, you know, these little musical interludes that I take, I'm was really hoping that they would be that time would be filled with taking phone calls. So, seeing that I have none, I'm going to go ahead and take another musical interlude. So here we go.
Thank you.
Well, welcome back. I was browsing around again a little bit on actsofkindness.org, and there's a section on that page where people post their acts of kindness, and I wanted to maybe share a couple of those. I went to my Google Calendar, as I was talking about, and it looks like I did that for a whole 2 days in a row, where I was actually recording my acts of kindness, and although there are some entries there that I could read, I decided I would continue with a couple of entries from people that have posted to actsofkindness.org. I'm looking at one here. It's entitled Helping with Homework. On a Friday afternoon, after coming home from school, I realized how much homework I needed to do and how I didn't have the internet on my computer. I was thinking as hard as I could how I could get my homework done by Monday when the phone rang. It was my next-door neighbor. They said that any of us could come over and use their internet over the weekend because they had to finish their internet plan and join another company. So I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah, they were kind enough to share their internet with this young man, Miles, was his name. And so I thought I would share that one with you. This site does have quite a few entries, and I think maybe I'll just read maybe a few more here. Here's another one. This was submitted by P Galaxy. It says, I have a family back home, but I travel a lot. A couple of times in the past few years, I've had to go to the hospital for some minor treatments, up to 3 to 4 days stay. I think it was the saddest moment of my life, being in hospital with no one to come and visit me. Other patients had family or friends to visit them during visiting hours. I felt really alone. How is it possible that out of a whole city, a whole world full of people, no one would come and visit me for just an hour? The answer, in my case, was simple, and with a better medication, I was back in the stream of life again. That kind of reminds me of a time when I had a relative who was very ill, and I brought my dog into the facility where she was being cared for, and brought my dog around to some of the other patients that were at that same facility. And you know, the effect that animal was able to have on those folks was, you could really see it in their eyes. It was really truly amazing. And so, you know, when I say, you know, perform acts of kindness, maybe sometimes, you know, step out of the realm of some of the smaller things, like, you know, holding the door open for someone, or and maybe, you know, take a larger step. Maybe visit a nursing home with your pet and share the love of your animal with somebody who maybe you don't know that I'm sure would love that type of human contact and interaction. Just some food for thought. You know, as we contemplate some of the things that we can do in our daily lives to increase the level of kindness in the world. So. Again, the actsofkindness.org website is a pretty decent little website with a lot of resources, a lot of them for children and teachers. And I do think that it's great that that kindness, it does seem to be part of curriculum in classrooms, as evidenced by some of the teachers that post lesson plans related to kindness on the site. I think that's pretty cool. I'm going to read another one from a young person named Stephanie. It says, one time there was this girl with really bad feet. She was born that way. Everybody used to stare at her, but not her face, her 6-inch feet. But then this girl in class came along and started to wait for her when her bus pulled up. She would get her ice pack, and when her feet started to itch and burn, then after when everyone saw the one girl and what she would do for her, they all wanted to help. The girl said no, they were all disappointed. She wasn't disappointed because she only wanted one person. She knew that she had picked the right one. I thought that was kind of cool, the fact that when kindness was administered, how it kind of became contagious, and the other girls wanted to also provide for somebody that at one point they had been ridiculing. So I thought that was kind of an interesting story that I wanted to share with you. We're going to go ahead and do another musical interlude. I'm going to do another Jerry song here. Again, his new record should be coming out very, very soon. You can listen to some of these songs on his MySpace music page, which is myspace.com/ Jerry Danielson, spelt with S-E-N at the end. And this is another song from his upcoming release.
Looking for something to cover my heading for someone to keep me awaking to the same thing every day.
Looking for something to keep me alive.
back, and just wanted to go ahead and reiterate a couple of thoughts that I had and wrap up here for a little bit. Let's see, the show next week again. Don't look for us at noon Pacific time. Look for us at 3 p.m. Pacific time. That's 6 p.m. on the East Coast. And again, I'm going to attempt to have a little bit better equipment. I'm going to try one of these the new headsets, and maybe I can do this in a different location. I know today it kind of sounds like the Sacramento Speedway in here, but in any event, I think that perhaps this the headset will help, and we'll give that a shot next week. Again, 3 o'clock. I want to thank all of our dozens of listeners, and whether you've been listening to us on Blog Talk Radio or one of the various places that you can listen to the podcasts, I want to thank those folks who have spent the time, and I would encourage everybody to be kind this week and call in next week. So have a great week, everybody. Bye.